What's up, bankers?
Hello, bankers.
How's everybody doing?
What are you doing? How's the new year going for you? Are you sticking? Hey, did you make some resolutions? Are you sticking to them?
I hate New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I think if you're only thinking about making some adjustments,
yeah,
like January 1, just if that's like the only time you're checking in,
yeah,
then you're fucked. You know what I mean? That's a fucked right. way of going about it. Because I was thinking about this before, because we're doing New Year's resolution about the drivers, right?
Yeah.
That's what the episode is, spoilies.
Spoilies.
And I thought before we do that, you and I should say what our New Year's resolutions are.
Right.
Like what our New Year's resolutions is. And I was thinking, I was going to say something douchey like, I don't really have New Year's resolutions, which makes it seem like, no, it's perfect.
Right.
Nailed it. But that's not really it. It's like,
yeah,
because I'm very critical of myself always. I'm always trying to fucking, and people are very critical of me, and I'm always being told that adjustments need to be made.
Yeah.
So for me to just think, what are my New Year's resolutions like for the year? It's like, it's a rolling resolutions all the time.
Right.
You know?
Right. Let's talk about how these Formula One personalities who we love and hate can improve, and what we think. Let's just sit in our little Patreon feed and talk wildly about what these professional athletes should do to improve themselves. Okay. Can we do Nyck de Vries? Because that's a guy who's like, he's had a bad year. Let's start from the bottom. We'll make our way to the top. I think let's start
Nicky
with
Nyck de Vries.
What would you say, Nick? What would you suggest the New Year's resolution for Mr. Nick be?
Learn to laugh. Life's too short. Not take yourself so seriously.
Right.
Seems like he's very serious.
Yes.
Seems like his whole thing is like, I'm a professional.
Right.
You know, it's gotten him pretty far, but you know, I just think.
Right, but it's also like, who was he doing that for? And what was he doing that for? Was he doing that to follow this dream of being a Formula One world champion? Because that's not happening. So my thing with Nyck de Vries would be like, let go, like learn to maybe the value system that's governed your entire life, or not really the value system, the North Star. Being like, well, it's all for this. Maybe let's take a look at what it's all for. Because is that really bringing you joy? Is it really bringing you joy, you know, being Mr. like, oh, I'm Mr. Discipline Serious, because like that's how you become a champion. It's like, all right, well, maybe not all of life is about becoming a champion. There's more to life than being a champion.
Well, no, he could still try to be a champion. I just think rethinking the process of becoming a champion, whatever. It's going to be 28, right?
I could see Nyck de Vries being like a boss. I could see him. He's 28. I could see him being like a team principal. I'm thinking that this might be a time where you rethink of like, am I going back there? Like, is that really a step forward for my soul? Or am I like reverting into something that's familiar? That seems like what he's on right now because it's comfortable. I'll go back to Formula E. I'm saying that there might be, if you reevaluate.
Yeah, but he's young enough to squeeze a little bit more out of this, and then
yes, he might. Yes, totally. But like,
hit up Toto, be like, you know,
yes,
I could be a clone,
right? And what I think is like, it doesn't happen like this. Like, but sometimes it takes let the idea sit in there. Why don't you plant the idea of like, maybe me being the racing driver isn't my ultimate destiny? That's what I would say to start to maybe think in those terms for Nyck de Vries. That would be my New Year's res for him.
Like Christian Horner.
Yeah. Like lots of people. It's not glory on track isn't necessarily for everyone. Speaking of glory on track, let's go to Logan Sargeant. What would you say his New Year's res is? I think in the same vein, I'd like to see him loosen up. I want to see a bit more of the fucking the Florida kid in there. Let himself be himself.
2024 is going to be a big year for him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to be a big year.
Take the country back.
Yeah.
I want him to support. I want him to
go full MAGA.
To go full MAGA. That's what I want.
Yeah.
What's even the point of having an American driver from Florida if he's not going to represent? It's such a waste.
Yeah.
He's like, I like hamburgers. I'm like, boring.
Right. Yeah. Let's see.
I want him talking about chemtrails.
Yeah.
Anti-vax. I mean, it's such a waste. I mean, he's not fast.
Right.
Like, at least humiliate us in a way that's fun.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I want to hear him talk about like hydroxychloroquine, a little bit in a press conference.
I want him talking about Hunter Biden's sex tape. That's what I want.
Yeah, I want to get on some Aaron Rodgers type of shit and just become a psycho.
I want to hear him about how he's immunized. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I want. I think that's solid.
It's going to make our job way easier.
Way easier. I know. Loosen we'll have up. So much to talk. Loosen up, baby. Show us the real.
Show us who you are.
Show us who you are. And if whoever you are is okay, I guess. And we'll see who it is.
It's just not fun watching somebody try to be something that they're not.
Right. Yeah. Don't try to fit in with these European fucks. Stand out. Liam Lawson. Interesting year for him. Like, he's in an interesting spot in his life. And it's I'm curious, like the mentality that he needs to have going into this year.
Oof, this is a tough one. What's his New Year's resolution?
I think for me...
He's done all he can do, really.
He's done all he can do. I think that he can be aggressive when it comes to, like, negotiating. There's going to be a ton of seats. No, because there's going to be a ton of seats opening up. Ton of seats opening up in 2025. Like two-thirds of the grid are on the final year of their contract. There's going to be a lot of musical chairs. He's been loyal to Red Bull, obviously. But I think that he proved himself as being a capable driver this year. And I think that there will be potentially more than one team who have slots open that he could fill. So I would, as much as he's on the I'm Red Bull brought me up, blah, I think that he could go to Alfa Romeo. I think there's a world where he could go to Williams, AlphaTauri, Haas. I think that all of those places might be places where he could go. And I think that he could, when it comes time to negotiate, I think that he could be brave. That's what I would say. Trust, back yourself. I back myself, don't I? Back yourself, Liam.
Yeah, but do we think he'll be hot shit a year from now after sitting on his ass?
Well, look at Alex Albon.
That's
true. Alex Albon sat for a year. Look at him now. He could, and I think what Alex has had to learn is I back myself. And this is a dog-eat-dog world. I need to come in aggressive and say I think when he's on that high performance podcast, he talked about going to teams and being and bringing his stats with him, being I'm doing better than Checo. Checo right now, I was doing better than him last year. He printed that shit out and showed it to different teams. I think there is a hustle that you have to have as a driver when it comes the George Russell PowerPoint, right? It's I think he needs a bit of that brash behind the scenes energy to make it happen.
If you want to hear the rest of this hysterical episode and so many more episodes like this, you can click the link in description and subscribe to our Patreon. So click that link, or you can go to patreon.com/trfpod. See you on the Patreon, Vankas. Love ya.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.